Remember, remember the 5th of November, gunpowder, treason, and plot.
Here it is, podcast, November 7th, 2021. Happy Guy Fawkes Day to our British components out there. Actually, it was November 5th, as the song said.
Close enough.
We had a rebellion about trying to basically make the British Catholic again. Let me see if we can find the old interview here, the old read a little list from the History Channel. Guy Fawkes Day, a brief history. So, if you don't know who Guy Fawkes is, if you've ever saw V for Vendetta, that's the mask they wear.
Oh, yeah.
Is the Guy Fawkes mask, actually.
Hmm.
It's Guy Fawkes. All right, I got to turn this around. I don't know why this thing keeps cutting out. Anyway, probably because I'm doing that.
Well.
Who knows? Anyway, but Guy Fawkes, Letter Rebellion. Cool. It's going to blow up Parliament. King James. I guess if he'd have blown up King James, I guess. Wasn't
House of Lords?
Wasn't he the one who like rewrote the Bible? Translated it into English.
I don't know if there were. I think he translated more Jameses.
King James the. I think maybe. I don't know. I have to look that up.
Yeah.
But one of them translated the Bible into English because he didn't believe that only you know, because it used to be that the priests would only read the passages of the Bible because they were in Latin.
Right.
So you couldn't. So the laymen weren't able to to read it.
Those fucking turnip farmers.
Right. Yeah,
yeah. They can't read.
They can't read. I'll tell you what God's about. Here, this is what you got
to
do.
But that's why you go to church once a week, so you can get the word. You know, you can figure out what how you know a guide to how you should live your life.
Exactly.
But, you know, it's been translated multiple times, so I feel like stuff got lost in translation. And then people started taking shit literally because that's what happens. So that was like. Mass media before there was mass media.
Exactly. And like when, you know, stained glass windows tell Bible stories.
Yeah. Yep.
It's
good ones anyway.
That's right, because they could, because the people couldn't read.
Yeah.
So they had to show them pictures.
You need to give them the pictures.
Like, here's David fucking beating Goliath.
Oh, I get it.
Oh, okay.
So don't. Yeah, yeah. So I want to be the giant because I'm huge, right? That's close enough. There you go. Look at that little dipshit with the rock. What's he going to do?
Yeah. He ain't got nothing.
I'm going to be the giant. I mean, people choose their own fate. I don't know.
That's right. That's right. And then they got mad because the Moors took over the Holy Land. They're like, we're going to go get it back. Moorish. We're going to go get it back. We need to get that that land back.
Wait a minute. I thought it was the Moops.
The Muslims.
You remember that Seinfeld episode where Jerry, was it Jerry or might have been George, was playing fucking some game with the Bubble Boy there, and it was like a trivia game, and it was like, oh, it's the Moors. Like, oh, no, I'm sorry, it's George, yeah. I'm sorry, that's Moops.
It's Moops.
Oh, you idiot, it was the Moors, that's a misprint. Sorry, the card says Moops.
Yeah, Seinfeld. You know, I missed that show. You know,
me too.
I haven't watched it in a long time, but always just really fun comedy. What happened to those days? Oh, the days before the crazy ass liberals took over and said everything's fucking bad.
I don't know. There's like there's that aspect of it that like drove it that way, but at the same time, it went from like it's like what do one of those shows have now? They have like 47 writers.
Right.
Like, is it
checking to make sure that they've got enough wokeness in it.
As opposed to just, it's usually like, you know, two.
Two.
You know, and that's where you have a good show because then it doesn't get too fucking disjointed.
I mean, like I said, probably the last time that I actually saw like some kind of, you know, sitcom on ABC, actually, it was terrible. It was not funny.
Yeah,
I felt like.
Sitcoms are done.
You know, I was just like, God, this is not good. This is absolutely horrible. You know?
Yeah, the days of good sitcoms are long past.
Yeah.
Cartoons are still kind of in it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of the new kind of, you know, you can do anything in a cartoon. That's what
it makes it easier. It makes it easier. It's a lower budget.
And you can hide, you know.
Yeah, it's this character saying it. It's not real. It's a cartoon. But that's a way to introduce things that are, you know,
right,
over the top or offensive or push the limits. You can do that in a cartoon a lot easier than you can in a live.
Right. Because people are like, oh, I'm watching show. A cartoon.
Yeah.
Fucking cartoon. You know, they do weird shit like that.
It's just Cartman. He's just a fat racist idiot.
And you know, probably you know Rick and Morty too. Rick and Morty really kind of push the old boundaries of cartoonism. Oh, yeah. You know, and
it's what
could be done.
How would you make Pickle Rick in a live action? You just
Pickle Rick
turn a full size dude into a pickle. Like, you can't.
Why did you do that? Because I can't.
I'm Pickle Rick. I always liked that Meeseeks episode. That was the best one. Yeah. Like,
He's trying.
I'm Mr. Meeseeks. Look at me. Yeah. Yeah, that's a great show.
Yeah. Also. Yeah, well put together. You know, and some other great shows from Adult Swim was out.
Like Aqua Teen,
Hunger Force. Which was a genius, fun show. Yeah. Well, it really got its start was that, you know, the space goes coast to coast.
Yeah, I remember that.
You know, and
that was good.
Put all that together, like from old 60s cartoons.
Like Letterman, only in cartoon
and
form.
And have different guests on on the little TV head.
Oh, yeah. What was that alien guy's
name? Then it moved into the Brack show.
Brack, so that was Yeah, because it was, I don't know, I got a lot of fun of him, so.
And then what else did they bring? C-Lab back.
Yep.
Then I did actually like the Venture Brothers, too. I thought that was a pretty fun little cartoon, little 15-minute episode.
Yeah. Yeah, one bit I'll never forget. They had
The Monarch! Yeah. I'm the Monarch! There's two henchmen that were just boobs.
Yeah. That's funny. There's one bit. There's one of the brothers spilled something on his pants, so he's trying to dry it off. But all he had was like the air dryer in the bathroom, so he was like hanging off of it and putting his crotch like right below it. And it's like, how is that? Oh, it's great. It's like having somebody with a fever yell at your pants.
Yeah. But fun shows there. Then there were some weird ones too. God, there were some. Like
more odd, but.
I don't know. It was like a horror kind of like show.
I'm talking about like Metalocalypse?
No, not that. It wasn't a cartoon. It was like a live action.
Hell show?
Yeah, it was like something she hollered or another. It like happened towards the end. It was bizarre.
It's been some bizarre ones, but I mean I actually bought a season one of Lucy, Daughter of the Devil, which is like a show that almost nobody fucking saw, but it was on Adult Swim. They went for two seasons and it was great, and it had H. John Benjamin play the devil.
Right.
And that's a cartoon. So you can tell the type of humor. It's like Archer, Bob's Burger type of humor. That's good.
Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell, which was actually had some funny shit in it.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, Black Jesus. Which was written by actually the guy who wrote the Boondocks and started the Trailer Park
Boondocks
Boys,
is great.
Mike Chattenberg. He started all that. Which when I watched Black Jesus, I'm like, this is Trailer Park Boys, but in Compton,
which is hilarious.
With Jesus,
yeah,
which is hilarious, and Charlie Murphy,
Charlie Murphy, couch,
Rick James, bitch. Yeah, and Dave's still out there, you know.
No, he's not going away.
He's not going away. He's got fuck you money. So
people want to find reasons to be upset.
It's like
you can't
cancel Dave because he's uncancelable because he's got fuck you money.
Yeah, it's not even the fuck you money. It's just the fuck you. Like he says, you have to watch the whole special before you criticize. Which you're not going to do because these are people that only read headlines of news.
Because you just take your news blurps.
Just take your reactionary baby bullshit.
What the CNN say today? It says that I should hate Dave Chappelle. Everybody, we hate Dave Chappelle.
Is that Anderson Cooper staying there? Yeah, no. Welcome to CNN. How would you like to feel today? Yeah. And it's only one option that says angry/upset.
Angry and upset.
Yeah.
What is your outrage?
Can't even do the puppy segment anymore?
Yeah. No more puppies. Well, not with Dr. Fauci. He
No, we don't talk about puppies.
We don't talk about puppies no more.
We're going to move past that.
We're going to move past that. So every time I did see it, of course, you know, one of my favorite, whenever, you know, Fauci gets called up to some kind of hearing in the Senate or something, and him and Rand Paul go at it. There was one last week, and they were sparring off. Feel like you should have, like, tonight only, Rand Paul, Dr. Fauci.
Like, listen, celebrity
two doctors match. Going at it. Dr. Fauci, I don't think that, why did you, you know, I'm just asking you a question. Senator Paul, I don't believe that.
Yeah, those two need to have an Odd Couple style
show. That's
right.
They should turn that like into.
See,
like
I'd watch that.
I would watch
sitcom.
That all day.
Yeah, that would be good.
It's just them just arguing with each other.
And that, but now they have to live together.
Yeah, now they're stuck together at the well, actually, they could be trapped at the NIH, where they're both in charge.
Oh, they're on lockdown.
They're on lockdown, but they're both
now,
in charge.
And now this one area is kind of their whole environment. And then they have to compete for
Right.
And they get into old tiffs. And then, you know, you have your secondary characters. You can bring
in other
people.
The crazy lab assistant.
Yeah, it's going to turn into Scrubs by the end of it if we do the NIH thing, though. It's going to have, like, Dr. Beardface by the end of it.
Right. And Scrubs was a great show.
That was a great show.
It was very funny.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was like Dr. Cox.
Yeah.
I was him one Halloween, and one of my friends who did have the hair for it was God, who was that surgeon guy? Todd. He was the Todd.
Yeah,
that was good.
But a fun show. Dr. Cox, you know, I always remember him from Platoon.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he's been in other
he's been in other shit and a couple and some other stuff too, but he was the guy who was like, so what are we gonna do, boss? You know, just like that total suck up, you know, mm-hmm. you know, crawling up the squad leader's ass or some shit, you know. Come on, Bob, what are we gonna do? Holy shit!
Well, you play your role, yeah.
Play your role.
He did.
He did good. He played a great asshole too. You know?
Yeah. No,
I think most of his parts were asshole parts.
It was. But it was kind of like, you know, you see he's got a little bit of a soft side, but it's mostly just bitter,
superficial,
nihilistic alcoholism, which is. Yeah. I'll tune in for that.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Yeah. For sure. Our little take on TV right now.
Yeah.
So like some great sitcoms, but they're not there anymore.
No, and I mean, you wouldn't want to stretch them past their relevancy. It's just not the way that society went, but it's unfortunate, you know. It's not to say that, like, I don't want to feel like that person that's saying, like, oh, all the movies and TV shows used to be good, and now it's all shit, because that's kind of what every generation says.
Yeah.
But no, there's something missing with that aspect that made these things good. That's no longer there, and then it's just going to move to something else that hopefully will become the new good thing, and then, you know, people can talk about that when it's gone.
And we talked about how TV changed, too.
It did.
With streaming and things like that.
Well, I think it all went downhill in reality TV. That's where I think a lot of society where the bar got lowered enough, and that was the tipping
when
point.
When we were watching white trash fucking whore out their fucking toddler daughter in a pageant, you know?
Oh, God, yeah, that's
that is the worst.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's disgusting that some of those parents are like, yeah, I don't know, go hang out with this weird dude. Maybe he'll be famous and you can pay my bills.
Yeah. So, yeah, I have to agree with you that reality TV actually, you know, kind of sucked the life out of.
It opened the door for other things.
And it's cheap. You don't have to hire a writer.
And it's not reality. Because,
Them writers, they always want money for shit they write.
Them, yeah, and that's the biggest part.
Those fucking guys.
That's what leads it to not actually be reality.
Yeah.
Just a reality TV is just a documentary when you follow somebody around. It's pretty dry.
A bunch of angry fucking white bitches.
It's not real cunts of suburbia. Yeah. No, it's not. But that's what it turned into.
That's what it turned into. Yeah. Oh, we can blame that on MTV.
Kind of. Yep. And they did. As much as I, liked,
the
MTV
real world.
Up,
the real world.
Yeah. Fucking A.
Yeah.
Road rules. And
road
shit.
Rules and all that other garbage.
Yep.
So they created that. Yeah.
Crap. Yeah.
And then Survivor. And,
Survivor. God damn it.
Oh, my God. The Amazing Race.
Yeah.
Watch some episodes of that one. I'm like, this one's all right. These guys got to, actually get somewhere.
Yeah.
But it's like, but you got to eat bugs to do it. And then Joe Rogan on Fear Factor
wasn't quite reality TV. You actually had to eat the bugs or jump like, from the top of one semi to another.
Or actually like be submerged in a vat of you know, entrails.
Yeah, or just eat a lot of balls. It seems like you're always eating balls. Joe
always had them eating balls.
Yeah.
Here's some bugs, and then you got to top it off with some lamb fries.
How do you feel about centipedes? I don't know.
Centipedes crawling all over your body.
Are they going to be on the outside or the inside?
And you have to eat 12 while they're crawling on you.
Yeah. That was like the, whatever the third stunt was, the one where you had to do something cool, you know? That was the one I thought was like this, I think it was from the second Matrix where they were like fighting, I think Neo jumps from the top of the back of one semi truck over to the other.
Right.
And they did that and they set it up with like, you know, obviously they weren't just going to let you fall. Like you were secured and everything, but it was still like, that would be fucking cool.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd do it.
You know? I mean, if I was like secured and everything, like, fuck it.
I guess so. If I got secured to what? Everything's in motion.
They had
they have like a crane you were hooked up to falling
and then
behind.
They had like the arm that hangs over, and that's like what, you know, have, like,
in case you didn't make it. they had like zip you out of there like a fish.
Well, it's just that the line wasn't so long as that, like, if you didn't make it, you wouldn't fall all the way to the bottom. Like, you would kind of be slapping up
and
against
you're
the
praying those truck drivers are fucking good.
Yeah, I mean, they're all probably coked out of their minds.
It's
so
like, we're doing this stunt tonight.
They're going to pay.
I've been up for 72 hours. I'm ready.
Hopped up on no dose, PCP, and hooker
cocaine.
Pussy. Lot lizards.
Lot lizards rolling in the honey wagon.
I'm knocking on the door.
You guys got that little comb. All right. Well, we're coming up here on 30 minutes.
Yeah, before we start getting back into actual news.
We'll take a break. We'll take a little break here. See what we got going on here.
Play me out, Johnny.
Play me out. Let me get through the commercial.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we're not giving away free commercials.
Yeah, not for...
No, it's a two-way street. They wouldn't want them anyway.
Yeah, kind of continue along with the country theme.
Western.
This is Hank 3, if you've never listened to the grandson of the great Hank Williams and the son of Hank Williams Jr., you should check out some Hank 3. Yeah.
Sounds similar.
More like his granddad.
Yeah.
For sure. Anyway, we'll be back as we play out with a little Hank 3.